Das wissen wir. Mensch. Das ist schon so.
Mae eso o'ch cywyn, pa eisiau ddys yn bysnalach.
Good morning. In fact, just to start off with a gwrs i siacach to the organisers, to Mnach Adobit, to pushing me, helping me to give this share. It's been an interesting journey because I thought I had the share prepared and I started looking again and it's a new world. I remember seeing a story from Reb Chaim Volozhin. I saw it yesterday, B'Shem Reb Yitzchok from Volozhin. That's two different stories of the story. If anybody can remind me, Al Ha'emes would like to know. The story goes, as far as I can remember, like this. A Yid came to Reb Chaim Reb Yitzchok from Volozhin and he told him that he's got to go on a journey and he had a dream last night that he was travelling, crossing a river on the ice, and the ice cracked underneath the carriage, and he drowned. Reb Chaim Volozhin said to him, "Chalomos shog yidaberu, diber chalomos ein loymalim v'leymaridin." You don't have to worry about dreams, don't worry about it. It was a good dream. Chel matova chazisa, you saw a good dream, don't have to worry about it. Right? I can't remember whether he came a second time, he saw the dream again. Don't worry about it. Chalma tava chazesa, divir chalemus lemalim v'leimaridin. Don't have to worry about dreams. Vahi ayoim, he had to go on the journey. So he went on the journey, and he went across the river on the ice, but the ice wasn't frozen enough. The ice cracked, the whole carriage fell in, and he was no longer with us. So the sons came back to Reb Chaim with Itzel and Volozhin, and they said, "Hayitochen, my father had a dream, he came to you, and how could you tell him not to worry about it?" You see, it happened. So the Gersa that I remember as a young, from reading it how many years ago, was that Reb Chaim Volozhin said, "And if he'd come to me today and ask me again, should he cross the river on the ice, I'd tell him to go again." In the Derech Sicha, Reb Chaim Kanievsky, Zalazayin Gesund, brings that his father told him slightly differently. He was crossing a sea, and the Reb Itzim of Volozhin had said, "Is vice dois, as pa'omim, sometimes we have to be chayshish for dreams." If he only chapped from the story that vice dois, you have to be chayshish for dreams, I find that very schwer, because the Sforim are full of these things. So let's start from the beginning. We know from the Torah, from what I could see, Yaakov Avinu is the first one who had a dream. We've got Yosef had dreams, Sa'a Mashkim, Sa'a Eifim, Paro, Nebuchadnezzar has a dream, Daniel, the Nevi'im have dreams. The Pasuk says, "Bachaloim adaber boy." Right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to Moshe Rabbeinu and tells him, what's a Novi? A Novi is somebody who I come to in a dream. Moshe Rabbeinu was Aspaklari HaMe'iro, was Pe'al Pe'al Daber boy. But to others, b'chaloim, they come in a dream. The Gemara asks, however, maybe b'chaloim adababoy, they can have a nevuah, but v'chaloimus hashov yedaberu, dreams are sheker. Dreams are just imagination. There's no truth to them. So the Gemara asks the question, and the Gemara says, "Kan alidei malach, kan alidei sheit." So what's going on? A malach, it seems, is such a type that there's a nevuah. A person can have a nevuah of a Kodesh Baruch Hu sends a shliach, sends a malach to him to tell him certain things. Sometimes it comes alidei shade. What is the shade? We'll see in a minute. But there seems to be a third madrega, as we'll see. There seems to be that Paro's dream wasn't just alidei shade. It wasn't just a bit of sheker. It was an emes. It seems to be there was a malach came to him, but it wasn't a nevuah. Paro wasn't a novi. He had the dream. So it would seem to be there's a madrega. There are lots of different madregas in nevuah. I saw yesterday there are lots of oilamos, and each oilam has 10 spheres, and all the spheres are made up of different spheres. So there are lots of different madrigas in nevuah. However, a guy who's especially a melech, who is the things that he knows are negea to him and to the whole country. It could be the soe mal al his sar, the sar of the country, will come to him and tell him what's going to happen and what he needs to know for the running of the country. So it's me'en a nevuah, but a real Novi has to be on the madrega of a nevuah. The Rambam gives 10 madregas that a Novi has to reach in order to be able to see. And the Ikka point is that a person who has a Devar Hashem coming through him has to be an aspect klariya. One type of aspect klariya is a mirror. He has to see in the mirror what is a Devar Hashem. And if his mirror is not so clean because it's covered over with rust and whatever it is, he's got bad midas, then he won't be able to see clearly the Devar Hashem. So it won't be a proper nevuah, it won't be a true nevuah. So the Sorei Ma'ala know what's going on up high, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends them, and that's similarly to the Chaleim of Parei, and the Chaleim of the Sa'a Mashkim and Sa'a Ha'ifim, also similar type of idea. It wasn't Al Yidei Sheit, because they were emistic and nevuahs. But why did the Sa'a Mashkim, why were they zeicha to a nevuah, to what's going to happen to them tomorrow? It's going to happen to them in 3 days' time. Why were they zeicha to nevuah? It was only negeir to them. It wasn't negeir to anybody else. If you have a look in the Targum Yonason over there, Targum Yonason touches up these nevuahs, these dreams, as nevuahs for Yosef HaTzadik to know what's going to happen to Asid Lovai, the three Eshkoles, Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov, I think, and a whole different type of nevuah, and the dream of the Sa'a Mashkim was a good dream, was telling him about Tevis of Klal Yisrael, and therefore, since you told me a good dream, therefore you'll be Zecha to Chias, you'll be able to live. And the dreams of the Sahar Eifim were telling him about the Puranas of Klal Yisrael and the punishments of Klal Yisrael, and therefore, he said, well, you told me a bad dream, you're not Zecha to survive, and therefore in 3 days' time I'll tell you the Taich according to what you need to know. But it seems this type of dream was a Nevuah. Yena wasn't a Novi. If Yena wasn't a Novi, so it wasn't a Nevuah, it was a lesser Madrega Nevuah, it was coming out of Day Malach, it was a Nevuah for Yosef, but Yosef could touch up the dream in a way that it would be Negea to the Sa'a Mashkim, Sa'a Eifim. And as the Sa'a Mashkim and Sa'a Eifim, as the Sa'a Mashkim said later to Paroi, Oisoi Tola. And the Medrash says, what's Oisai Tola? Yosef hanged him. Right? Yosef with his word, by saying that in 3 days' time you all get hung, that's what hung him. That's how the Medrash touches up the Pasuk of the Sa'a Mashkim. So what's Al Yidei Sheid? So you have a look in the Sefer Hasidim. He says a Sheid, we come across Sheidim in the Gemara. Sheidim seem to be slightly somewhere in between the physical and the spiritual. But it seems the shade can whisper into a person's ear things at the end of his sleep. And the Sefer Chasidim says you can try it out yourself. He says if you see somebody just about to wake up, whisper something in his ear, something that he likes, something he doesn't like, and you'll see that he'll think about it, have a whole dream about it, and then he'll wake up. The goyim say that the scientists say that chalomos come during the rapid eye movement sleep part of sleep, but there's a different chalokim of a person's sleep. There's deeper sleep, there's a not so deeper sleep. It seems that we can work out when there's dreams, and it seems to say the same chasim says Al Yidei Sheid is that the sheid comes and whispers into your ear, and that's how you have the dream. The Gaon in Brochus, the Gaon in Brochus says afilu bala chalom oim aloi. Says the Gaon over there that the Baal HaChalom, a Sheidim can say sometimes emes. Although HaChalom is Shav Yedaberu, I think the Stipler said, you know, if you ask somebody what the time is, if it's a Muchzuk Shakran, so I'll tell you the time. So maybe I'll tell you the truth, maybe I won't tell you the truth. But if you know he's a liar, you can't trust him. He might tell you the truth. You ask him something normal and he's not out to lie, he's not out to get you, and there's no gain. He might tell you the truth, but he won't tell you the truth. The Gaon in Brochus seems to say that the Shadim can hear the Gezeris Enin, they can hear what's going on, they can hear the Gezeris that are coming out from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if he has heard a Gezerah that's come out and been passed on to the Malachim, passed on, there's been the Piskin, the Kvitlach been given over, then the Gezerah is true, and it's going to be in his time, and there's nothing you can do about it. And so if the Shade has heard this and comes and whispers it into your ear, then you'll find that that's a true thing. It might say it does say the truth. But if the Shade comes along and tells you something that's going to be La'osid, then you don't have to worry about it, because how's he meant to know more than anybody else? He doesn't know the Asidos, the Shadim. The Shadim might hear what's going to happen the next day or two. But as I said, that's the gone. So in these types of dreams, as we saw by Yosef being poser the chalomos, Hakol, that the Gemara says, kol hachalomos holchin acha hapeh. All of dreams go after the pistron, after the explanation that's given. It's not clear how this works exactly. It could be, as we said, that the Gezerah has come out from the Ribbono Shel Olam. Could be it hasn't been handed over to the Malachim to carry out the decree. And Kol Zman hasn't been carried out, hasn't been handed over, therefore there's a chance to change the Gezerah. There's always a chance for tshuva. And therefore, it could be that once a person says the Pistrion, then that's been covered in this world. A Novi who says a Novius of Emes, and if it's Latoiv, then once it's Latoiv, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to change his mind about it. Because once it's been Nikva in this world, I'll be Novi, I'll be Ben Odom, then he's not going to change his mind. The Gezeirah is Emes. It could be there's a Chazon Ish in Choshen Mishpat, in Bava Basra, Daf Yud Daled, who talks about Ayin Hora. He says there's a koyach in the bria. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put a koyach in the bria that a person's thoughts can change things. Right? A person thinks, he looks at something and he's misfall and he thinks bad about it. Things can happen because of his koyach. And zikr, the koyach hapeh of a person is very, very strong, and with that he can change things. I'm not sure how exactly the chalomos work with the pistron. But Beis Halevi says a very interesting mahalach in Vayeshev by Yosef and his brothers. We say kol hachalomos holchim acha hapeh. So the brothers, Yosef says over to the brothers, and they said to him, Hamolech timloch aleinu. Why are you dreaming these things? Hamolech timloch aleinu. And then they chav themselves. They said, we've given you the pistron. We've already explained your dream that you're going to be a melech. Vayisnu oisai, because of what they'd said. Because they've been posted the chalemus, and you find by the next dream of when the sun and the stars come to Yosef and bowing down to Yosef, the brothers don't say anything. Because they were chayshish. If they say anything, that will be the pistron and achalem, that will be the explanation of the dream, and it will be nikva in the bira, and they won't be able to do anything about it. But Yaakov said, is it shayach that work? My wife and my brothers, your brothers are going to bow down to you. And Yaakov had said it, and Yaakov was kaveya it ba'in mazeh, and therefore the brothers ve'isnu oisam al chalim oisam al devorav, they hated him more, because now is the chalim is going to come true. As we said before, oisai tola, with Yosef's words, he hung the sa'a mash, the sa'a ifim.
Why was he
placed
in the room?
What?
Because he also posted the
law, so
if you say,
oh, well, say, according to Tag Mianis and it's possible, because he said, you told me a bad dream, man. You don't deserve to live. To be a poser chalemus, I haven't got this on my note, but to be a poser chalemus, I did see a few places, you have to be the right type of person. It doesn't work for anybody, it doesn't work for everything, it could be a novi who knows. I think maybe it's similar to dowsing. Some people can do it, some people can't. It's you've got to tap in to understand which parts of the chalom are true, which parts of the chalom are sheker. You've got to be able to know how exactly to, and the pistron chalom has to be misyashiv on the lave of the person who had the chalom. So if you're going to go into the business, needs to be researched a bit. The Poskim and the Poshim say that there's a fourth type of, like the Gemara only said, it says the two, Kanye de Malach, Kanye de Shade, there is a fourth type. The Poshim say, Ababanel, as long as Ababanel, as long as Akeda, Pashas Miketz, they say there's a fourth type, and that's because of Hehue Yoim. Ein Adam Chayle Melamash Mahare by Yoim. A person thinks during the day, and he sees things, and he thinks about them at night. Of course, he's going to dream about them. The Rishonim talk about if a person's eaten too much just before he goes to bed, it causes things to happen inside, and his brain to go on overdrive, and he starts thinking about them. It depends on his matzav ruach. If he's not well, if he's heard some bad news, he heard tell somebody a scary story before they go to bed, he's very likely to wake up with a bad dream. It's again, because of dreams come from what you think about during the day. And this has nothing to do with the shade, and nothing to do with the malach, and nothing to do with the nevuah. It's just literally something you've thought about during the day, you'll think about it at night. The Shvus Yaakov says, if you learn the Gemara and Brachas goes through the list of bad dreams that a person has to fast about. If he sees these dreams, he says, if you learn this Gemara in Brachas, then you don't have to worry about any bad dreams you had because you thought about it during the day. So the Elef HaMata, I think, brings it down in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah. You're worried on Rosh Hashanah not to have a bad dream. It's then the sugya, and that's the Chulas Chinuch Beis Yehuda. The Shul Siach is coming to argue, and the Chinuch Beis Yehuda says it doesn't help. If you have a bad dream, you'll have a bad dream, and you'll have to be a misana on it, even if you've learned the Gemara, but even you've thought about it. Well, the Ma'aseh, the Gemara says a story. Shmuel, one of the Gosha kings, came to Shmuel and says, "No, you are very clever. Tell me what I'm going to dream about tonight." So he told him, yeah, the Romans are going to come and they're going to carry you away and they're going to give you tomorrow to grind up in a golden grinder, golden mill. Fine. So he tell him something like that. He thought about it all day and he dreamt about it at night. And you dream about what you think about during the day. Says the Chazon Ish, therefore, you don't have to worry about bad dreams bizman hazeh at all. Even if you have bad dreams, he says, in the way the Piskei Teshuva reads this ice, he says, in the olden days, a person lived in a village. How much news did you hear? Once a week, maybe once every 3 weeks, somebody came along and told you news from the big town. What else did you know? You knew, you saw the cows, you saw the sheep, that's it. You didn't see anything else. You didn't hear, your mind was not bombarded with information. You weren't being mahari about all different things during the day. Because man azeh, we are bombarded with different information and constantly different things to think about. It takes time when we go to sleep, our mind has to regurgitate everything and it thinks about it. Most of our brain power is used to block out things that we don't need to hear, we don't want to hear. So therefore, at night, when we're not doing anything else, our brain works overtime and gives us things to think about and dream about. So therefore, says the Chazon Ish, you have a dream bizman hazeh, don't worry about it. You don't have to worry about it. Rov chalemus are garnish. It's just literally what you've thought about during the day. The as we said, chalemus shov yedaberu. The Gemara here says that Shmuel ki have a chazi kelma bisha ama v'chalemus hashov. When he saw a bad dream, he said, they speak, they're all shek, you don't have to worry about it. What happens when he saw a good dream? He said like this, does dreams speak sheker? You can have a good dream. So whenever he had a good dream, he said, he was post-written to tell you, he said, they don't speak sheker, it's all evers. So that the Ma'asho Red Zeis, the Pasuk doesn't say Chalomos Shov Yedaberu, as it's quoted lots of times. It says Chalomos Ha Shov Yedaberu. And the Ha could be Hey HaYedia, they speak the Sheker, or it could be a Hey Atzmiya, it could be a question. Ha Shov Yedaberu, are they saying Sheker? So again, it's all toila. It's all toila. A lot of dreams are toila. I'd say hehuya yoim. Then you don't have to worry about it at all. I don't think even if somebody is post-rit l'ra, I don't think it's going to help much unless you've got the koyach haper that can cause ra. But chalemus shov yedaberu. Lahalocha lemaisa. You have a look in Chayshim Mishpat in Siman Reish Nun Hey, in Gemara in Sanhedrin, says that if you have a dream, or you mitzayal mois shenichay oviv, somebody's father left him behind some money, and he's looking for it, and he's wondering, where is this money? Where's my father hidden the money? And he wakes up one morning, and he realizes he's had a dream. The Baal HaChalayim has told him, yes, the money is in such and such a place. There's so much, this amount of money, but it's Maisa. But it's Hektish, to think your source. So you woke up in the morning and you found that the money that belonged to your father is, and you go looking in the place where the dream had told you, and you dig under the fourth row, and they dig up the tile there, and you find the money. You pull up the floorboard and there it is, as you saw in your dream. You had no idea where this money was. And the dream tells you, and you count the money, is exactly as it said in the dream. And now what do you do? The dream told you that it's Maisa. The dream told you it's Hektish. What are you going to do with it now? Says the Shulchan Aruch, you don't have to worry about it. Nitz the money gesunter Heit, it's yours. Your father left you money, it's yours. The Baal HaChalayim told you where it was. The Baal HaChalayim told you what it is. And that Chalayimus shov yedaber yedaber Chalayimus le'malim v'le'me reading. You don't have to worry about a dream. Huh? Check it. It's all. He threw in that bit. If the shade told you where it was, and the shade threw in that bit of sheker, The Chasam Sefer's got interesting mahalachis. It depends on how you can split up a dream into different halakim. He says somebody had a dream that he was neider. He made a neider not to eat matzah mevusheles on Pesach. Right. So he made a dream not to eat gebroks on Pesach. Well, not mamish gebroks. Matzah mevusheles was the nusach. Says the Chasam Sefer, well, he asked the Shaila, how we, the Gemara, the Shulchan Aruch, Paskin, that somebody has a neid of a chalayim, has to be choshesh for it, and has to make hataras nidoim. But is he allowed to make hataras nidoim because he'd made this neid al das rabim, which is a neid which doesn't normally have hatar? And the next problem is, if he can't be matir it, then he's got to work out which Pesach it is, and what type of matzah mevusheles is he allowed to eat, And the Chassid says that, well, look, he said, it tells you in the dream, certain things you can't cut up. You can't, if he tells you that it's Matzah Mevusheles, then it's Matzah Mevusheles. If he tells you that it's Pesach, it must mean this Pesach. He can't mean more than one Pesach. If he tells you this Pesach, I think that he had the dream that it was this Pesach, and the Shaila was, maybe he means all Pesachim. So, the Chassid says, certain things you can't split up. In the dream of the Maisa, he told you where it was, that's one thing. He told you how much it is, that's another thing. The third thing, that's the third thing. He doesn't need to tell you that. It's not muchak at all what it is. And therefore, you don't need to be choshesh for it. But because of this halacha in the Sanhedrin, the Shach in Choshesh Mishpat brings down the Maharam of Württemberg had a dream about a certain halacha, the Chazisi Bechelmi, and this is the halacha, and that's how you have to paskin. And he paskened, Maharam of Württemberg paskened as like he'd seen in his dream. And the Shach comes along and says, how can you pasken like a dream? Chalaimus shov yedaberu. You can't trust a dream for halacha? Finished. Don't pasken like it. The Rabbeinu Ephraim, one of the Rishonim, was matter, and had a big machlekes of Rishonim at the time about a fish called the bull butter, which might be the turbot as we know it. Right? There's machlekes. Has it got scales? Has it not got scales? Big machlekes Rishonim. Rabbeinu Ephraim was matter this, and he said you're allowed to eat it. And that night he had a dream to say that he'd be machel shrotzim li Yisrael. He had a dream, he'd be machel shrotzim li Yisrael, and chozef on maheta, it's awesome. Says the Noid B'Yodah Tinyona, I think it's from his son Rav Shmuel, he says, how can you paskin like that? He had a dream, but none of the other Rishonim had a dream. He had a dream because he was worried about his psak. He would have the dream, he was chozef on his psak because he went through the sugya again. That's not machai of us. How can that be mechayev? The Maisa, as we said, there's a steer in the Gemara. The Gemara says Chalaimus Shav Yedaberu. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says that you don't have to say that it's hektish. There's a Gemara in the Doim. The Gemara in the Doim says if you come, a person who has a nidui b'chalaimus has a dream that he's been put into chayim, he has to be choshesh with it. He needs to go and find 10 people to be matter the nidui. So the Maisa, this question is asked by lots of people. The Tashvitz asks the question and he says, the Teretz is a Sophic Momon and Sophic Issa. Dreams are Sophic. Chalayim HaShav Yedaberu might be Alidei Malach, it might be Alidei Shed. We don't know whether it's true, we don't know whether it's not true. since you don't know, so therefore, sofik momen, you don't know whether it's your money or hekdesh or hekdesh money. It's a sofik momen. The kuli, you go ketav mitzvah kaver all over. You don't have to know hekdesh with it. Sofik issa, you've got a cheshish. Somebody might put you in chayim. There's a nidui. They have to be cheshish for. But they ask on this, what do you mean? Maisa sheni is also sofik issa. Right? It's not just momen. If you hold that it's momen hedged, then it's your money. It's just got a sofik issa on it that you have to be noyig to eat it in Yerushalayim. So it's also, so they're not happy with that too. So Shivas Tzion says, no, sofik momen, again, sofik momen lekula. But the other, the child of nidu is a sofik sakona. Right? It's a sakona to go around with a nidu. Rav Shalom has been merachik you. You don't want to be meruchuk from a kaddish baruch hu. You need to get close to a kaddish baruch hu. Therefore, it's sofik sakana, and therefore lachumi. You've got to be choishes to it. And come to according to that, in the case in the story of the crossing the ice, every sakana you have to be choishes for according to the Shiva Tzion. But then he says something. He does add in another nakuda that it's like a dovah sheyesh lematirim. If it's a nidui, you could go and get a heter for it. Since you could go and get a heter for it, therefore go and get a heter for it. And that's why neide b'chalem, somebody wakes up and realizes, I think has a dream, that he made a neide in a dream for something, like the case of the Chasson Sefer. He says, since you can get a heter for it, go and get a heter. Right? And therefore, you have to be matted. Kedusha Ryan in Sanhedrin, it's a shver shtickel, but he seems to say like this, when it comes to biru hadvoim, when it comes to be mavara something, whether it's true, whether it's not, what it is, you're trying to be mavara something where you normally need edim, he says a chaloim is not even like an ed echad. It's gone, it's not worth anything. There's no nemonis. But a nidoi is a shlichus from the Rebbeinu Shalom. Rebbeinu Shalom sent you a message. Messages? You have to take messages. Rebbeinu Shalom sends you a message, you have to receive the message and listen to it and do what it says. So therefore, the nidoi is a message to do tshuva and get a heter for the nidoi. Therefore, you do tshuva and get a heter for the nidoi. The Kleisenberg in Divrei Yatziv has a shtickle terror about this, about the money, and he wants to make a machlekes Rishonim about it, and there's different gesois in the Gemara in Sanhedrin and the Shealtos, and he wants to say that it could be daka when you knew about the money before and you're mitzta'e olav, then since you knew about the money before, you knew there was money existing and you just didn't know the last bit about where it was and what it was, then since you knew about it lachatzkila, therefore you don't have to worry about that type of dream because it could be mehiru yoyim and it could be other things. But if you didn't know anything about the money and then Bala Chalem came to you and told you know your father left you money and you know it's over there and you know it's, then it could be you have to be chayshish for it. The Menchas Oshem Parashas Miketz brings a long list of different people, different things, different times where we do find that people paskin that were chayshish for chalemus. I spoke to Yossi Chazan last night and he said, yeah, there's hundreds of Sforim written, not hundreds, but there are Sforim written of Torahs that people had when they were dreaming. They had a dream and as soon as they woke up in the morning, they wrote down the Shtikl Torah, and he says, some of the Torahs are mamish himlisha Torahs. He says, these aren't Torahs that you can think about in this world. And we know that Gaon says that a tachlis of dreaming is for the neshama to go up to Pamalia Shamala and learn things that you can't learn in this world. Gaon says that he thinks he learnt in his 2 hours shluf. He couldn't tell you over in 100 years. And I haven't looked, but the Omer Tzain that the Reuven Margolius has brought out a sefer. There's a sefer called Shalos Tshuvos Min HaShemayim. Shalos Tshuvos Min HaShemayim. One of the Rishonim used to make a she'elas chaloim regularly. When any had a sofik in halacha, he would make a she'elas chaloim. He would prepare himself, think of different shemas. I don't know exactly how he do it. Write the shayla on a piece of paper, put down the pillow. Exactly how it works, I don't know. You have a look in Medrash Talpias, and it's time to Medrash Talpias how to do it exactly. And he would get answers, and he wrote them down. So Lamaisa, the Radvaz brings these tshuvas down, and others do as well. It's like one of the Balei HaTosfos. But Lechayre there is not mamish achalayim because he had gone through the sugya. It wasn't just passing up what he said in the chaloim. He'd gone through. He was one of the rishonim, one of the Baal HaTosfos. He knew what the sugya was. He knew what the shaila was. He just needed a hachkoros. So therefore, the hachkoros he wanted to be samech on that. Well, Lameisa, most of his hachkoros we're not chayshish for. One of the more famous ones is Tefillin de Rabbeinu Tam. He says it's a machlekes Rabbeinu Shem and Pamalia Shemayla, whatever that means. And you should wear both. It says like the Shalas Shuvas Min Hashemayim. Another thing is, he says, it's not a shayach for Kol Klal Yisrael to go to mikveh every day, but L'chol HaPochos the Shlichi Tzibur should go to mikveh every day. But Lamaisa say, in Halacha we don't seem to paskin, maybe it's taken on as one another shitta. The Zeruya in his Akdama says, why did I call myself for Zeruya? He says, because Zeruya La Tzadik Uli Yishrei Lev Simcha is Sefer Teves Rebbe Akiva. Right? Zeruya Zeruya Ayin. Zeruya La Tzadik is a Kuf. Yishrei is a Yud. Lev is a Ves. And Simcha is a Hey. And he had a suffix how to spell Akiva. And he had a dream that night that Israel that Sefer Yishrei Simcha, and he realized Sefer Teves is Akiva. He spelled Akiva with a hey. And that's why I called it Sefer Israel. He relied on this Halacha L'maisa. He gave a get with Akiva spelled with a hey. Halacha L'maisa, I think in certain situations, we do give two gittin because of this. Right? We get, they tell you, I have two gittin, one spelled with a hey, one spelled with an aleph. Because normally we spell Akiva with an aleph. The Maharal Tzintz in his Shuva brings a heter for an aguna. There was three agunas, and the husbands went on a journey, and something. I think the bridge collapsed. I didn't see the whole story properly. And one of the husbands came to one of the wives in a dream, or to his wife in a dream, and says, "You go here, and you'll find the remains. You'll find our couples and our tzitzes, whatever they floated on the water, and you'll find our bags, and they'll be all there, and we've drowned." So he's mavar the halacha, and as far as I could see, it's a long tshuva. But one of his rais is it's a muchach that it wasn't a dream al day shade, because if it was al day shade, we know Gemiri that the shadim don't mention the name of Hashem, and this yid had come to his wife in a dream had mentioned the name of Hashem, and therefore it must be that the chaleim is emes. If the chaleim is emes, then you can rely on it at least like one aid. Now guna, you don't need proper aidus, you just need to be mavarah. And therefore, at least on one aid, you can do it. And says, Afopi, it's a grace of Chiddush. And because it's a grace of Chiddush, I didn't want to rely on it by myself. But I asked two of the other Gedolei Poskim to agree with me. And it seems they were matter the Aguna on this basis of this dream. A very big Chiddush. So Lamaisa, somebody has a dream, wakes up in the morning. What should you do about it? So the Chazanish said, first Nakuda to point out, the Fiske Chuvas brings down from Isaiah, Kodesh, and Pashas, and Kate. It's if you have a good dream, I think it's Miketz, but it might be in Vayeshev. It says, Va'oviv Shoma Es Hadova, Yaakov Avinu wrote it down. Vayeshev. Aviv Shoma Es Hadova, his father wrote it down, says the Zayah Kodesh, you have a good dream, you should write it down and look after it, and Yitzhak Hashem will come true. So it's brought in Piskei Tshuvos. I don't learn Zayah. If it's a chalem that doesn't look good to you, so what are you meant to do? So the Maharsham says a beautiful story, very interesting story. Brings down, he's been signed to it, but he brings down the stories in Chaim Shaul, the Chidor, Chedek Beis Simon Yutes, I think it is. A very strange story. You had a woman who was married to three husbands. An old one husband was nipped in a plague, one husband died young, and the last husband was a tzaddik and wasn't worried about it, but he died old. And then she got married to a fourth husband. The heter abonim, and they looked into the shayla, I don't know all the exact details, and they were matter a fourth husband to get married. After 3 years, the fourth husband comes to the chidah and his rebbe, Reb Shalom Sharabi, and he says to him, I had a dream last night that the three husbands all came to me. And the first husband who died with the plague didn't say anything. One was a zokain. I think the Zokin died of old age, he didn't say anything. The last husband, the third husband, who was a tzaddik, who has died in a plague, he said, I'm boichel, you don't worry about it. But the middle husband was a younger man, and he's tainuing to me, and he wanted to bring me to Beis Din Shalmala for a Din Torah.
What was the
shalom? What?
What was the shalom?
A husband, this second husband, had a hakpoda. That's it. He came to him in a dream. So this yid came to the Rishash. Shalom Sharabi Zuchos Yom Galenu was one of the greatest mekubonim, as we know. And he said, please put this yena in chayrim, put this yena mace in chayrim, that he shouldn't bring me to a din Torah, because if he brings me to din Torah in Olam HaEmes, then that's the end of me. I'm not going to survive that type of thing. And it seems the Chidor writes that we didn't want to get involved. Who are we to get involved in these things? They didn't want to get involved. And Nebuch, after 3 days, this fourth husband was Nifta. And so the Chidor writes this. Says the Ma'asham, that's only because he was worried about it. He only died because he was worried about the dream. If you don't worry about the dream, then it's not going to be Mazikyum. Was that the Ma'asham? So the first thing is, don't worry about it. The Netziv says a very similar thing as well. He says, the Chaloimus, which the Gemara says you have to fast for Avada, you can have Pisyonus Letoiv, the Adrava, the Medrash in Parashat Miketz brings down that a woman saw Kairos Beisosh Anoflu, and she came to Rebbe Elazar, and she said to Rebbe Elazar, you know, I had this dream. So he said, yeah, you'll have a baby boy. And then the next time she had the dream, she came to the Talmud, and the Talmud said, no, you'll bury your husband. Because the Rebbe Elazar had gone out of the room for a minute, so Rebbe Elazar came back in, and he said, no, what happened? And she said, well, this woman came in and said, Kairos Beis HaShanoflo. No, there's a Gemara in Brachos, and Gemara says that Kairos Beis HaShanoflo should worry about it, because it means the husband's going to die. And that's what we told her. He said, oh, I want to understand, you've just killed a man. And Kachava, says, if you place it Latoiv, it comes out good. If you place it Latoiv, it comes out bad. As we said, but the Netziv said, the Maisa, unless you have somebody who is Paisa Lachalem as Latoiv, then you have to be worried, and you have to have a tans. So what should we do? So the Chazanish says, Paskins, and as I brought in Piskechuvas, a lot of Heintik Apostolim say, don't have to worry about it. The first thing is, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Most Chalemas are Hehuya Yoim, and therefore it's nothing to worry about. The best thing to do is, by Birkas Kayanim, we say, Rebbeinu Shleilam, Chalem Chalamti is something I've not said for many, many years. Chalem Chalamti, Upoisa'e, I don't know what it means, but it's Tev Lora. Rebbeinu Shleilam, please help me and make it all good. That's all very good if you have a dream near Yom Tov time. Maybe you can wait till Yom Tov. What happens if you didn't have it near Yom Tov time? Go to Eretz Yisrael. Or you can say it while the Chazan saying Sim Shalom. You can say it while the Chazan after he says that has also shtikla koyach of birkas kainim. And as soon as he finishes, he says Rebbeinu Shalom. What do you do in Eretz Yisrael? You're trying to say that they don't sing Birkas Kohenim, so where are you going to say the Rebbeinu Shalom? So the Maaseh Rebbe Yashar says, say it in Sim Shalom, because it'll say it there in Sim Shalom, or if you can't, you can say it maybe while the Chazan's saying, or whatever, just before, just after, say it around the time that the Kohenim are saying Birkas Kohenim. The next thing to do is Hatovas Chalayim. You have a look in the article, Siddur Tilla, article Siddur came out, I never knew anything about this, but say article Siddur Hatovas Chalayim. It's got lots of psukim there, and lots of different things, half psukim, and what you meant to do, it's a Gemara here in Brochus. Gemara Brochus says you meant to say Chelma Tova Chazei Tova Lehe Tova Havei Tova Lehevei. You have to get three friends of yours who tell you that it's a good dream. They say it's a good dream, then it's a shame that will be. You don't have to be poised to the Chalem, just say it's a good dream. You tell somebody close to you, a Yochid Mumcha, the Aruch HaShulchan says, the Rav, obviously the Rav of the town likes his people, he's an oyev, he can give you a piss from chalayim, he can do hatavas chalayim. The next thing to do avada is give tzedakah, tzedakah tatsumim ovis. If you've got any problems, give tzedakah. Vashtetin shulchan aruch is that somebody has a bad dream, should have in Simon Reish Chof, should have do a tanis chalayim. Right? So tanis chalayim, we fast even on Shabbos. But again, it's only if nafshei aguma olav. You only fast if you're worried about it. And lamaisa, it's not a good idea, bizman azah, because you can lose more than you gain. When we fast, we get in not such good moods. And somebody, if you shout at somebody because they bumped into you because you were fasting, you lose much more than you gain. The tachlis of a dream, as we said, is to send us a hiru tshuva. It's a reminder, a message from the Bnei Shem. The Tevas Goyma, just to finish off, the Prima God in Parashat Miketz is a beautiful thing. He says like this. He says, Pari had a dream, and Yosef had a dream. What's the difference? And why do we go to the Kohanim Dafka to have this Hatovas Chalayim, to say this Rebbeinu Shleilam? Why Dafka the Kohanim? So he says, a guy who has a dream for himself, like we said, B'Shem Nagon. The Tsar comes along and it gives him a message that he needs for himself and for the people who are relying upon him. It's his Malach, and it only tells him for a short time, and And that is his malach, and therefore it's been handed over to the malach, and there's nothing you can do about it. It's too late. Yeah? It's been decided, it's handed over to the malach. Malach has said it, and that's it. He says, when a yid has a dream from the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's al yedei malach. It's mushke hashkocha pratis from the Ribbono Shel Olam. If the Ribbono Shel Olam has said it, and it hasn't been come into this world from a pair or a novi has said it over, so it's not decided yet. Tshuva always helps. Kozman Gzeira has been, even if Nigzer Gzeira, if Kozman hasn't been handed over, as we know from Hashanah Rabba, Kozman the Kritlach haven't been passed over to the Malachim, there's still time to do Tshuva. So Avada, somebody has a bad dream, it's a message from the Benjamin to do Tshuva. The Kayanim on this boich from the Ribbono Shel Olam. Ribbono Shel Olam says, "V'ani avorcha, I'll give the kohenim a brocha, and I'll give Klal Yisrael a brocha via the kohenim." When you go to the kohenim and say, "Ribbono Shel Olam, chalom chalamti," and you know, you Ribbono Shel Olam, you're the one who sent me the dream, and you're the one who can make it good, can make it bad. When you come with that hakoya that the Ribbono Shel Olam is mashkiach b'protus on every yochid b'yochid, avada, that is the tshuva that we need, and that is, when we realize that Kosh Baruch is running the world, then we can see only good dreams, and only good can come out of it. And Be'ez Hashem will see the Yayinu Kachol, and we'll see the Yeshua last in love very, very soon.
I'm all amazing.